It's a new year and it's time for new possibilities, and do we ever need them? Cricket Wireless can help you make the easy switch to the mobile plan that's right for you, starting at $30 per month. Smile and switch to Cricket. Activation and other fees and restrictions apply. Terms subject to change. See store for details.
Welcome to the Friend Zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesca, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the Friend Zone. Let's start the show.
I'm in the zone.
That's the fuck right, Miley.
Wow.
No, that wasn't Miley Cyrus. That was Stacey Abrams. Coming in with the come in on behalf of the state of Georgia, who has been on her mind since they did her dirty a couple years ago. Now, we all know that we are coming off the heels of a historic Senate race in the state of Georgia, where the state has been turned blue. Which to me means it got its ass whooped. You know, normally when some get beat up, what colors do it turn? Black and what? Blue. So the fact that Georgia turned blue means Stacey Abrams put them paws on their ass down in the state of Georgia. They got them to turn that vote and swing that state, and they are mad as hell about it. I saw Donald Trump, who is on his way out the White House, which more on that later. But we saw Donald Trump saying, you know, what is this Stacey Abrams? Who is she? You know, what's that about? Why is everybody so afraid of Stacey Abrams? And guess why, bitch? Because the Senate is blue now, baby. And it's all thanks to Stacey Abrams, who they thought they had when they stole that vote from her. And she swung the election, and then she swung it again for the Senate race. So shout out to Stacey Abrams, your favorite bitch that they tried to kill. And with that being said, and most importantly,
I really want that to be the title of the episode. Oh, man.
Yeah, baby. We are back. That's right. It's the Friend Zone. Your weekly look into all things mental health, mental wellness, and mental hygiene. Because who in the hell wants a musty brain? None of us do. Hey, friend. In 2021, how you doing?
Oh, my goodness. I missed y'all's faces.
Yes, I miss y'all's too, even via Zoom.
Especially friend, your hair looking good, friend.
But you know what I think is so cute? Even though we were on break. And normally when you're like tired of working throughout the whole year, you don't even see the people you work with when you're on break. But we were texting each other the song, silliness, same shit. Like it was just funny. We were having episodes in our inbox.
We stayed in touch.
Which I just thought was so cute. I was like, we're so cute.
Okay, but friend,
I'm happy
to
see
your
faces.
What you put in your hair though, friend?
I was telling y'all earlier, I just want to be cute again. That's
friend
all.
Friend looked like she in the hair show, y'all.
For real.
I said, damn, I said, who cut your hair? It looks so good, friend.
Thank you. I don't know what I did. I didn't necessarily do anything different, but it's just, I guess it wanted to show out, you know, for the first episode of the year.
It's showing out. It looked like it's been places. It's been doing things.
It's been chill. It's been well rested.
I heard the earth was moving faster than it's supposed to on the axis or whatever. And
what?
So they said, something about the earth is spinning faster than it's ever spun before.
Okay.
I just read an article about
I guess
this.
We shouldn't be surprised.
Exactly. So maybe that's one of the side effects. You just get up some days looking good than a motherfucker. Like, damn, my hair look good today. Would you look at my titties? Oh, my God, my shoulders have so much definition today. Maybe that's, you know, what it is. Maybe.
Let's talk. How has your break been?
Let me tell you something. My break has been amazing.
Mm-hmm. I love to hear it.
Yeah, it's a different kind of celebration this year. You know what I'm saying? My family gets together on the holidays type shit. And so normally I try to go home and stay at least 2 days because, you know, you don't look bad. You look bad if you go home and leave the next day. But if you stay 2 days, you don't look so bad. So I usually stay like 2 days. But I didn't have the opportunity to do that this year because, you know, pandemic. So
pandemic.
Yeah, I wish I had a chip to crunch. But shout out to Elsa, a comedic genius.
She is.
Holidays was good. New Year's Eve was my normal holiday, and normally y'all know that that is my favorite holiday, I should say. And
normally, I'm
at a club, right? I'm always at a party or something for the countdown. This year, I was not. you know.
You're normally working, like hosting some party or something swanky with your suits.
Yeah, you know my vibe. You know the fucking vibes. And so
you know my body.
Yeah, you know my body. But I didn't get to do that this year, but it still was a beautiful celebration. I definitely recharged in a different location, and I'm feeling great. So how was you guys' New Year's Eve? Asante?
Life's been great. Since we last spoke, I've been taking this time to reflect and recharge and rejuvenate. Recenter all of the reads, Rihanna. Okay, it's been great. I've just really been like working on a lot of like stuff that I've been passionate about. Some projects that I kind of like have started over the past like a few years have kind of been coming back around. So I've been kind of like working on all of that to harness whatever I'm going to be doing for this year. Reflecting on the fact that I've come so far from where I've been, like I've we set off the reads. I've been releasing a lot of the traumas that I had overcome over the previous years. Like it's just been a really, really good time of sitting my ass down and not. And even though I've been, you know, on the internet carrying on with everybody else, I've been taking a lot of the quieter moments to just really value the things that are like important to me for sure, and like just value the silence even. So it's been a really, really nice time. It's been great. I'm loving everything about life right now, even the shitty parts. I didn't get to travel as well, but I've been walking this fine line of not wanting to judge other people that have been getting out, because I know that's been like a big thing, because people have to get out. And one thing I will say is back when I traveled back in October, because, you know, I remember Dustin was like, you know, he made sure to bring up the point that travel seemed a little bit safer because it wasn't so many people out traveling when I was traveling. I don't know if because I was on the plane and, you know, they say that the air filters out. But in my mind, the plane is the safest place to be. So the air is filtering out. So all of my friends that I saw that traveled, I was like, well, they got to get that little filtered out air. So, you know, hopefully things is good for them. So I've just been putting out good intent, positive intent for everybody that, you know, still has been able to do something, you know, whether it be work or even spend the money to travel. Because a lot of people, we aren't traveling because, A, we can't, but we don't. Some of us just don't want to, but others of us, you know, really wish we could. So shout out to everybody that's still doing their thing, trying to keep things moving as they are. I feel like there was like a lot of turmoil I was seeing, but it wasn't hitting me at the time. And so like now is like my time to just be like, all right, well, you know, here's what I had to say about that. But I guess we're going to get a lot of that done on this episode, because a lot of stuff happened over the break. But we'll get to that as we get to. Friend, how was your break, friend? I know you've been up to some things now. That hair has stories to tell. Stuff.
Come on, friend. Let's get in your business.
No, you didn't. I've been good. I enjoyed my break so much.
That's good. You look like it.
I do, right? I can honestly say that I am well rested. I just like, that's really what I did. I just rested. Like I didn't, it's kind of tricky when we take a month off from work, because you kind of don't, like you do, but you don't, because your mind is already trying to figure out the next work for the next year. It's not like you just jump on the mic and then you're like, boom, like we have a trajectory to kind of design. So it's not like it was a full break, because we were thinking about those details, but I still made sure to just chill. Like, I chilled so hard. I was telling the guys about, you know, a couple of things I got into.
We proud. I'm so proud.
I got into over break that we'll definitely have an episode about. I talked to the guys about it. To see their take, just some experimental things.
A little research of my own.
But it was good. I feel really good. I think it's kind of weird to say you feel good considering the world is in turmoil on a level beyond anything we have seen in our lifetime. You know, you read about these things, but it's another thing to literally be like on Twitter watching a coup. Like, it's just like, oh wow, this is really happening.
Fucking believable. Well, actually, I mean, not believable, but just surreal.
But unbelievable. Yeah, like
it was,
you read about this shit. You hear about it as well. Like, because it's not like it hasn't happened in our lifetime. but it's a very like this happens elsewhere type of thing that I think Americans absolutely have kind of been, friend. You know, we've had the privilege of watching yep. these things happen from afar. And so when you see it happening at home, it's like, oh shit, like shit's so real.
Right. And damn, it was these kind of really interesting. Lost their minds.
Mm. I mean, they always lost it, but this is like they just don't care to show. They don't care about showing it. That's just how I feel.
There with the statues and shit.
Dog,
and they hate Nancy Pelosi. Have you heard any of the talk? Every 5 minutes, and that guy, that fucking Nancy Pelosi, that bitch, and Nancy Pelosi, she's fucking that fucking Nancy Pelosi. They hate Nancy Pelosi.
I mean, they were all up in her office. You see the dude that posted the picture? He was like in her office.
Yeah.
Sitting
feet
amongst,
all up on her desk. That's crazy. Right. And then one of them other drunk, alcoholic, wine drunk bitches that was at the, it was a woman, a white woman, wine drunk ass. I saw her name is like Jenny Crud or Jenny Cud. She had run for mayor somewhere, I believe in Illinois. But she had her ass down there to the Capitol breaking and entering. And I saw her on video. Her dumb ass was on Instagram Live talking about, and they said it was no vandalism, but we did. We broke in Nancy Pelosi's office and somebody stole her gavel. And that was on Fox News, like proud of it. Just dumb, giving herself away, dumb, drunk, wine drinking, mom's club, book club, wine drinking ass. Yo. Then brought her ass trying to be gangster, brought her ass down to the Capitol, and her dumb ass then got arrested. That's exactly what she gets, and all of them get.
But do you actually think that any person involved is going to do time?
No, only because there was a white ego bruising that took place and the blatant nature of some of the things. I think overall there will be definitely a vast majority of people who go unscathed from this. Mm-hmm. But like the nigga that was walking around with her with Nancy's podium, the nigga that had his feet on the desk, who else? The one that had them horns on his head, even though he asked for organic food in jail.
And they're giving it to him.
And they gave it to him. Let the motherfucker die. For what? Why are you giving him a food request and he's arrested?
Organic food.
Yeah, he would have had organic food. That shit that came out his ass fucking with me. That would have been all he would have been able to eat because I wouldn't have fed him a damn thing. You are a terrorist, criminal, scum of the earth. And I couldn't believe that they were doing that. I couldn't believe that they were walking through United States Capitol like that.
And the way they were walking through, like if they were, it was just a day at the museum. Strolling. Yeah.
Taking pictures, waving frolicking at the camera and shit, yelling with all that Trump gear on, looking like fools.
And the fact that they spread feces.
Trash. Bums,
like,
trash.
What does
nasty
that have to do with anything? Oh my God.
Demented. When people do things like rub shit on the walls, there's a something's not connecting. Okay? There's a problem up top, upstairs. Okay? The elevator's not going all the way up to the top. That's what that means. And those are the motherfuckers that were walking through the United States Capitol where a black woman just got shot and killed. It's funny and shit, but the parallels. But
it's funny
are,
because
they're chilling.
We don't want to cry.
Yeah, exactly. We literally got to laugh to keep from crying.
Exactly.
While we're watching these dummies scale the walls who they couldn't do that. They couldn't do that right. Falling off the wall, trying to climb over the thing, falling all into that.
Did y'all see the girl that did the busted challenge?
Yeah. When she went down, it was the video that made that dummy falling on the wall.
When I tell you, I yelled. I sent it to Crystal and Jay, and they were like, "Frank, get out of our phones."
This is trash. That's trash that was down there at the Capitol. And these motherfuckers had the audacity. I saw somebody had a sign said, "It's 1776, so let's act like it." It's 1776 again, so let's act like it. Fuck around and try to have a revolution if you want to. You see what happened to baby girl that popped up, that tried to go through that window in the White House, don't you? You seen what happened. They put a hot one in her ass real quick, didn't they? If you think now, a life lost is a life lost, and the humane side of me, I obviously feel something for that. And I don't like nobody getting killed that don't deserve it. You know, but her ass, you know, sort of like,
and then
you
it
know,
being everywhere too. That video was everywhere.
She's a
that
popular
kind of
girl.
Intense.
They said she is. Ross. She's a popular. Well, they the one said say her name. They got the audacity talking about Drew Brees, oh, racist ass, wearing that shirt talking about say our name after just a couple years ago you said how you would never be in support of anyone who wanted to kneel during the flag. Now you got homegirl who wanted to, who didn't want to stick to the rivers and lakes that she was used to and thought that she was going to scale the walls at the Capitol, and they put her back down real quick. They literally put her down. That's what they did. And so you expect us to equate that to struggles and a phrase and a hashtag that we created because of tragedy and because of a need, and you want to use it on this fool who then came up in here thinking her shit don't stink and thought she was going to be able to go through that window at the Capitol?
But y'all didn't find it weird how calm everybody was when it happened?
That entitlement.
Like
there was
no
adrenaline, just all entitlement.
It was that entitlement. Like, they thought she was going to be all right. There's nothing.
That's probably what it is. They looked down because she got shot, and then the dude that was next to her with the hoodie, he just turned around and looked down like if she tripped.
Yeah.
I'm like, she got shot in the neck. Like, how is everybody just standing around like, oh shit?
What about shout out to lovebscott.com who I saw an article on B. Scott's
Love
website.
Muffins.
Okay, shout out to B. Scott in Denver. But I saw an article on there about some lady who got trampled to death down there at the protest, and she was carrying a fucking flag. It was one of them white nationalist organizations. The flag said, "Don't tread on me." And her ass got trampled to death down there at that riot, that insurrection.
Well, you got to be careful what you ask the universe.
Hey, listen, they ain't said shit about Breonna Taylor and nobody else that got murdered for real. So these accidental, you know what I'm saying, strikes on the wall, I'm sorry.
And then the scariest part, which obviously we're not surprised, but we are surprised, but not surprised, is the footage of the congressmen that were helping them out.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Congressmen
you see the
and
one?
The Capitol Police. Yeah.
I forget which...
he had the red tie on. What was his name?
I wish I knew, but he was opening the back door. But he tried to be so slick because, you see, he didn't engage. He just made it look like he was in a rush, darting out.
Like the cameras ain't rolling.
Yeah, and then they happened to just be there.
That was a disgrace.
And caught the door. Yeah, that was kind of wild to see because I'm thinking, y'all know that there's cameras everywhere. You know
disgrace.
That you work here, like you kind of, I would think they would know the layout of the building, so for them to put themselves out there like that was kind of wild to watch.
Y'all seen how they've been dragging their asses off the airplanes like they yes. did a bad job at the Apollo Theater? You know how they come out with their big ass cane and drag them off the stage? That's how they've been pulling these sons of bitches off these airplane flights post riot, and that's what they get. It is time that we have seen accountability of some format in some way, some shape or form. All these officers and police shootings go uncharged. All this stuff happens and there's no accountability. So if you think I'm not going to celebrate good times, come on! I'm celebrating every arrest, everything related to this that has some sort of form of accountability for those actions. I'm celebrating it.
How do y'all feel about our sister, Carrie Hilson, and her fear about censorship that she shared? Why y'all both look like that?
Because first of all, more
I had to find my lighter.
Remember we talked about that on the show a couple weeks ago. I asked y'all I heard that something about her. And y'all blew it off and thought I was just full of shit and just talking shit and being rogue. But I told y'all, where there's smoke, there's fucking fire. All that 5G talk. And now this. Shut your ass up. This man has done heinous. We don't need you to highlight nothing. We don't need no parallels. It's not the time to think about that. We don't care about that right now. We want his ass out of here because he was causing harm to people.
Right.
Dummy, shut up. You didn't learn the first time?
I mean, I think she's just feeling like she has to speak up. You know, that's how she feels. She doesn't want... I don't know. It's tricky because in reading what she was saying, I understand. But I think that she's not looking... How do I, I'm like trying to find my friend. Words for
it. Think about it. We all understood. That's why it's so stupid that she said it.
I think that's, that's exactly how it feels. It's like hard to even put it into words because it's like, I get the point. She's saying if one side gets censored, then it's a possibility that the same thing can happen to everyone else, right? Where the internet can suddenly decide who has a voice, who doesn't. Just like they shut them down. Anyone can get shut down for having dissenting opinions and how everybody's just celebrating because it just happens to be the side that we don't give a fuck about. But
okay, so what's wrong?
So
with that?
That part I get. But then it's like, okay, but have you been seeing what he's been saying? Like,
it's a
what are you
moot
supposed
point.
To do?
It's a
do you
moot
just let
point.
That go? Right.
It's a moot point, literally. We didn't need her to say that. It's just like, if it's 12
that's
o'clock.
That's what it is. It's just, it was an understood that she didn't have to, like, jump out there. Like, we all know that. But
if it's 12 o'clock and I'm eating a meal and I look at you, friend, and I say, hey, friend, I'm eating lunch. You're going to look at me like, okay, motherfucker, like, I know. It's the same scenario with this and Carrie Hilson running her goddamn mouth again. That's what this is. Tired of it. She the one needs to be tired of it. Where they've been tearing her ass up on the internet.
Oh, my God. I know she must. I wonder, though, when people feel the need to say these things, I'm like, how does she handle that? Because the internet is been eating her up for years already, unless that's what it is, where it's like she's used to it at this point.
She probably didn't roast a whole bunch of diss tracks in the studio and but she just know better than to release them, that she made that mistake the first time around. Because remember how she was saying she need to go and have some babies? You think she ain't making some songs about her ass? They need to shut up tweeting me and she ain't shit. And
she need to get a writer or somebody that's gonna give her something she gonna put out, because I'm tired of her putting out these statements and these conversations. And I think for me, every time I see Carrie Hilson, and I said this before, and there's not music attached to the conversation, I just disconnect. And if she was somebody maybe politically involved or adjacent or even philosophy adjacent or something, maybe I would be a little more inclined. But it ain't been about the music, so I ain't checking for it. So if this is what you think is going to get people to wake up, Carrie, drop a song first and then try to grab us with your thoughts later.
Not
but
drop
this ain't
a
it.
Song
it's just not grabbing me. Like, until I see, Carrie Hilson. Because, you know, I tried to say she was on that song with Stone Boy. I was like, Carrie Hilson was on this song, nominate. She was looking good in the video. There was music. Now she's back to just talking. It's like, no, I'm not here for that. Visuals.
Get your bangs back. Get your haircut back. Maybe it's the hair. Get them bangs back. She needs to get them bangs back.
She still got it.
That,
I'm sure she still got custom wigs
bob.
Around.
Oh, Carrie.
Oh, Carrie.
Sending her love. Carrie.
Send her something else, too. I'll drop it off. I'll drop it off over there for you. Go down to the post office.
Okay? Sending you clarity, Carrie. Drop some music.
How have you guys been feeling while trying to function, especially as a creative and just as an everyday human, acting like all of this isn't happening, or not even acting, because it is happening, nothing you can do about it, but how are you reconciling with it?
Finding inspiration in all of it, identifying needs amongst the array of things that I can provide and trying to fill those gaps in. You know, I think that just the general sensationalized nature of everything right now has a sensitive and just a heightened sensitivity to emotions and feelings. And for me, I'm able to channel that into my work, and I'm grateful for that opportunity. So however you can align that in your own personal world or with whatever you can, I think that you should try to find some sort of inspiration in all of this. Because, honey, let me tell you, it's fucked up out there right now.
Man.
What about you, friend?
I mean, I have to admit, especially during break, I disassociated. I wasn't really allowing whatever was happening in the world to come into my home. I would peep in on Twitter here and there just because I like seeing, you know, kind of staying abreast of what's going on. But for the most part, I was just in my world, honestly. And there's a part of me that's like, is that healthy when you can just like focus on yourself, mind your business when the world is going to shit. But mind your business. You know, I'm very good at that. But sometimes I feel torn because I'm like, I should care more, but I don't. And I can say that honestly. Like, I just, a lot of that is out of my control. And I think the only thing I can control is how I feel about it. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I've been focusing on. Just like, how do I feel? Which means a lot of caretaking for myself. Like, y'all know how I get down. A lot of spiritual baths. a lot of spiritual baths. A lot of good sleep. A lot of being in community. Like, I spent a shit ton of time with Jade and Crystal.
I love that for y'all, even though y'all don't let me come.
No. You know, there's a no entry order against Dustin Ross and Crystal's house, but
I'm on the no chill list.
You see Dustin screaming like the white people at the airport.
Yeah. Audit the vote. Audit the list. You piece of shit.
You're ruining my life. So I love spending time with them. They just remind me of what matters, if that makes sense. You know, like, it just, that's all that matters to me. And I don't feel apologetic about that. I will not be part of this roller coaster of emotions that the world is trying to create out of us. I'm like, it's going to play itself out how it needs to. And, you know, we'll be here we'll be here with whatever ending comes, whatever's God's will. So I've been having fun with my friends. I finally got to see my mom for the first time.
Friend.
I know, the first time all fucking year, which was so crazy because I'm like, man, dude, like, when has that ever happened? Not seeing my mom for almost a year. So that was really awesome. I didn't start crying. We just hugged for a long time, and she was so happy to just cook for me, and we sat and talked and just caught up and, you know, about everything. It was just so cool to see her. But, you know, it's like our parents are getting older, you know, and it's just like these moments like this is just hard to not be able to have that access. So me and her were finally like, fuck it. Right. It's not like I'm out like that anyway. So right. I live in a state of quarantine. My mom is not, she's more of an extrovert than I am. She's the one that be out, you know, out. Mm-hmm. But she's kind of fallen back and just been home with everything going on. So
like me.
Right? Like you, Dustin. So she
like me.
So she so it was nice to see her. I really missed her, and
That's beautiful.
Was cute because she sent me a text when I got home and was like, I just love seeing you. You know, she's like, you just make my spirit feel good. Like, I just love seeing you, and thank you for like trekking it, because I live very far from Harlem now. But yeah, just that's really, and obviously my partner came and spent most of my break with me. So just a lot of...
That was the breakdown.
breakdown.
And that was fun because we don't get to spend that much time.
No shit, friend.
Ooh. Oh, because when else do you get to spend that much time, you know? So it was perfect. And yeah, I'm happy. Y'all, like, look at my face. I'm like red.
Cheek to cheek.
Okay.
So I, cheek to cheek, okay? So it was good. I'm happy as long as I'm around the people I love. So
Yes.
Amen. I feel nourished. Mm-hmm. I will say this is probably the first year, though, in a long time where I don't have the clearest vision of 2020. I think something about, 2021, something about 2020, the way that it sideswiped all of our plans, it kind of made me, the world, it kind of made me a little hesitant about like planning.
Anything. Hell yeah.
You know, as far as like the stuff that, moves that I want to make, I was like, okay, I'm going to have to be, this is going to be more of a God's grace, God's willing, God's will type of year where I'll just be here. I'm ready, whatever needs to be done, but I can't necessarily say that I had a clear vision
Man,
of
we don't
this
know
year.
Which way is up right now.
I'm telling, like, I just
nothing.
Don't think
certain.
About it. When have we ever come into a new year without having our ducks in a row for what's happening? At least up until summer, we usually
Quacking,
like
honey.
No, and I just don't. And that's cool in a way because it's like, oh, this is kind of liberating, but also yeah. scary because it's like, whoa, this is like an abyss.
Rihanna been trying to tell us, ain't none of this shit promise, ain't none of this shit promise. Rihanna been trying to tell us, her and Mike Wilbo.
I was so nice to see Rihanna lately too. I feel like she's getting in album mode because you see how she's been out a little bit more. She's mm-hmm. looking good. I'm like, okay, ain't nobody gonna force it, but we'll see.
I'm trying not to have my. I just don't want to have my hopes up prematurely.
I do
because,
feel like
you
she's
know,
gonna
for
come
how
out
many,
this
for
year.
How many years? How many years has it been since we've been asking and begging and hoping and wishing and praying? We,
do
and
you
we
think
haven't gotten
though,
anything.
These, do you think these bigger artists don't want to drop, considering that they can't tour with the project?
Absolutely. And right? I think that's a smart choice because you want to have the full experience for your audience. You know what I'm saying? The release.
But we don't know when we'll tour again.
No. Mm-hmm. No.
That's the tough part.
Put out some singles in the meantime. Rihanna's right. putting out clothes and skincare and everything under the sun except music. So, you know, there's opportunity.
I don't know where the money is and how it's made or handled, but I definitely think if Rihanna's going to do anything, we would love to see her. If there's not going to be music involved, because, you know, like you said, with Rihanna, the music is always a little iffy. I don't know. So if she put out like a movie or something, I would be satisfied because I'm just loving the fact that a lot of these artists over the last year put out so much like visual, so many beautiful types of visuals, whether it was like at home and they classed
like
up Kehlani. Somehow.
I loved oh my how God. Kehlani worked the year. Yeah, she did.
Chloe
dope.
And Holly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. That mm-hmm. tennis court that they used as a, they flipped that tennis court like 5 times with different sets. It was so bomb.
Let's chat.
Quarantine was definitely a time for breakout
I
talent.
I love the chat.
So love the chat. Low key, over the break, I made a server. It's a Discord server. Discord is a platform where
I love Discord. I'm on it. I'll follow you.
Oh, you gonna have fun? Wait. We're going to get into all that. Anyway, I actually named my chat Le Chat.
Oh, that's so cute.
So when you come in there, you're going to see it. But yeah, I love, I just love the fact that everybody that found a way last year found a way. Because there were so many people right. that could have quit or been like, all right, well, I guess quarantine, I ain't going to be able to push nothing. So I hope people that take this time where people are still at home say, you know what? Niggas are still at home. So let me get people to sign up for something right quick and I'll mail them all like some damn glasses and they can watch my show or something, you know.
We're talking to you, OnlyFans content creators.
Shit.
Speaking of content creators.
I thought you was going to say speaking of OnlyFans.
No. Be like, speak it up.
Hot up in here.
Ooh. Yo, the bank I would make.
Oh my
Spicy.
God. Can you imagine?
There's a part of my heart that hurts when I think about it, but you know.
I can't drop the link no more, but there was a time.
But where's y'all's busset challenges? The internet.
The same place my don't rush challenge was. File 13, the garbage can. I ain't doing that bullshit. I love watching it though. And let me tell you, the dumbest one I seen was Jocelyn fucking Hernandez. Did y'all
I
see her?
That was my favorite.
Why
was
she talking about?
She just changed outfits.
I loved
but
it.
But you know why I liked it? Because she's letting it be known. I'm not. Ain't nobody bummy at home around these parts.
Yeah,
this
I
is my
she
bummy.
She letting it be known. She couldn't comprehend the rules. Like, girl, why you don't get it? Okay.
No, I think she was letting us know, like, oh, it. I don't do that. I don't do the like sweatpants and hair up and t-shirt thing that y'all do. This is my version of bummy. Mm-hmm. And I was here for it. Just like when she took those pictures at her daughter's school.
in that dress. I love that.
Up against the cutout construction paper tree. Yes. She's leaning like it was a music video. I was like, yo, that's the best picture I've ever seen in my life. Like, I wanted frame. That shit is so funny.
Bonnie Bella. She be putting them New Year's Eve headbands on her daughter. Remember, it was like August, and her daughter had on a headband that said, like, 2019 or something. It was like... But it was black and gold, like it matched the dress. It was cute, you know. And Bonnie Bella is a cute. She got a pretty ass daughter by Stevie J. But she be wearing like them New Year's Eve headbands all year long because they match the dress.
You know what makes me laugh? She reminds me, Jocelyn reminds me of my mom so much.
Really, Fran? Really, Fran?
And when I was little, my mom, they had to send her a letter at school and tell her, like, you can't dress your kids like this at school. Like, you know, there's recess and it's like, you know, New York recess, them streets hurt. Like, and I'm here running around in little tap dancing shoes and fucking New Year's Eve head wraps and gowns and stuff. I was like, mom. But she, you know, she thought I was her little princess. So
yeah, that's right. And at school, them bitches at the school was hating them bitches in the office.
It was like, they told my mom, get her some jeans and some sneakers. You know, it's
so
practical.
So she can look like y'all working in the goddamn school office? I don't think so.
She was like, hell no.
And not y'all tweeting me asking where my busted challenge is. I was like, I don't need those problems.
Fran, you really should do it though, for real. That would be
I don't
cute.
Need those. It would be cute because I know I would kill it, but I was like, I don't need those problems. Think about, y'all know my body.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we trying to egg you on. Hello.
Y'all literally know my body, and dude, that would be.
It does.
I don't need those problems.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, you don't need y'all. But I think, if you want to shut something down now, that's a whole other thing. Like, I'm telling you, friend, you should do it. You got
to come through with the come through right quick.
Mm-hmm. You having a good hair day, girl. Like this.
Oh, today would have been cute, right?
Mm-hmm. You saying would have been, girl.
So coming at midnight tonight. Though.
I love that challenge. And there was some dude that did it. I don't know if y'all saw it. And when he dropped down, he was busting his guns. I was like, yeah.
What about
Crystal
Monica?
Was like, of course you like it. I loved Monica's.
Monica, I gotta go see her. Somebody, mama. You ain't busting that. Like, when it went time for her to drop down, it switched to Romello getting up off the ground. Like, you ain't busting nothing. You somebody mama. Like, yeah.
How old is he? He sounded so grown.
I think he just turned 13, like a couple
days
ago.
Oh, my goodness. Yep. That was actually 13. Really, really funny. But I love the busted challenge. I think you guys are so fucking gorgeous, man. Mm-hmm. Like, holy shit.
Did you see Kathy Bates?
No.
What?
You didn't see Kathy Bates' busted challenge?
Damn. We got Fran down. Fran down. We have Fran down.
Kathy Bates' busted challenge. She
started off. Like my lung came up.
She started off in them sweatpants and shit. And then when she go to drop down, they show her busting that nigga ankles with that wood in the middle of in misery. I'm just playing. I just made that up in my head. So none of you motherfuckers online better ever do that. I'm telling you.
Oh my goodness.
No, I love it. It's probably my favorite challenge. And shout out to Erica Banks, the artist. Goes. That song is dope. I feel like people not shouting her out enough.
That's Carl Crawford's new artist, right?
Yep. Yeah, I saw it. And that's what people were like, oh, well, you know, we're loyal to Megan. I'm like, okay, I get that. But it ain't Erica's fault. Like, she's just an artist from the same place who's trying to get put on, you know?
I talked about Erica Banks a while ago, and she's actually from Dallas, which was my bad. Yes. And I actually said that she needed like a different sound or something to set her apart. And Erica, this is your moment. And I actually, before this song, she put out a couple of freestyles that I watched, and they were completely different from the content that we were initially introduced to her, where it was similarities between her and Megan, which initially put the audience against each other. But some people were telling me when I first said that, they were like, you need to go back and listen. And I did not go back and listen, but I waited and I watched and I saw some of the stuff that she put out, and she's definitely coming a long way better. So yes, shout out to Erica Banks. And I don't think that the Erica Banks versus Megan thing should be a conversation at all, because it would be dope if 1501 aside, if Erica Banks and Megan could do some shit in the future, because the busted challenge, I mean, the song itself is pretty cute. It is.
It was huge. And I went to her Spotify to check out her other songs. Well, really, I went to, because I want to hear the actual song. Like, obviously, we only hear, like, the opening clip. And the rest of the song is super tight. And then her Spotify is dope. I think the song is at, like, 10 million listens or something this
a
week.
Hit. She got a hit,
man,
on her hands.
I was okay, like, yo, that's got to feel crazy. Like,
about
you're
to live
fucking
up to her namesake, Erica Banks. Right. Okay. Where the
and
money
Nelly
reside. Where
and
the money
Nelly
reside.
Too, right? Because ain't that a Nelly sample that opens it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hell yeah.
Hotting her.
So he's getting cake. You know, that's dope. Everybody looks so bomb. I love that challenge. I haven't
that's
gotten
wonderful
tired of it yet.
What about Super Scent and Andrew Caldwell arguing on Instagram Live? Did you see
I didn't
that?
See. What happened? Mm-hmm. Why would you? Why
it?
Would anybody argue with Andrew Caldwell?
Nah, fuck that. Why would anybody argue with my girl Super Scent? Okay.
What
first
happened?
Of all, Super had posted a short clip of a funny video where this guy was like clapping his hands in Andrew Caldwell's face. I guess they were like in an argument or something like that. And Andrew uh-oh Caldwell took it and ran with it just because he knew that Super had a high profile and, you know,
right,
people would, he obviously was trying to get attention or whatever. But the jokes commenced. And when I tell you, if anybody needs a good little comedic reprieve, because, you know, Super is like a comedian, low-key. Like, she's hilarious.
Of course she is. She's funny as fuck.
So, you know, and Andrew is funny, too, but Super Scent had me dying. Andrew had me dying, too. It's just funny. The jokes alone are hilarious. And Super Scent turned around and did a sale. This is why I fuck with her. She turned around and did a sale on her website the next day and used the code CLAP because, remember, it was all centered around.
Wow, genius.
And she made like $300,000 or something.
Genius
shit.
Marketing.
Yeah, so I love her. And she go with Sage the Gemini, too. I think
I did see that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I did
they look
see
good
that
together. So I like, I just like her. I don't give a damn. I like her. I like everything
I mean,
about
she
her
look
story.
Happy.
I just like how New Orleans she. I like Super Scent, okay? I don't give a damn. And so, if you want to
and considering
laugh,
what Apple Watts said, I'm happy for Super Scent.
What did Apple Watts say? What did Apple Watts say?
I don't
say
even know. So the fact that Fran just quoted Apple Watts to
I don't
us
even know who Apple Watts is, but I saw the clip.
Uh-huh.
And she said that Sage, I feel weird because I don't
amazing
know these people.
Please continue. Right.
She said that Sage the Gemini eats real good. And she was happy for Super Scent. And I thought, that's wonderful news. Everyone.
Well, it's better news than Apple Watts got on that show. From
Asante
never mind.
Is
I'm not even going to get
down
started. Apple Watts is a young lady from Love & Hip Hop Hollywood.
Oh, is that where she's from? Okay. I was wondering. Because I confused when I heard the name Apple Watts. I thought Miracle Watts.
Yeah. No.
But then when I saw her, I was like, that is not
yeah,
Miracle
it was
Watts.
Apple Watts. That's
Apple
right.
Watts.
Yeah, Apple Watts. Pressed apple cider watch. That's really cool. Pressed, obviously. But anyway, you know, and then Apple Watch came, she was like a meerkat when she came on the scene.
What?
On Love and Hip Hop Pilot. Like just feisty, just this. She was yelling, she was just running onto the top, like really just a meerkat, like a hellcat. Just
I'm not gonna make it through this episode.
She was real, just yell at the, just get enraged on Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. That's
well, she says she's
Apple
a street bitch. I watched her live.
that's what she said.
She said, y'all know me. I'm sorry. Y'all know me. I'm a street bitch. I was like, okay.
Well, yeah, you know what? Yeah. If nothing else, she's up front.
But I'm happy for Super because she deserves.
She
and
does.
That is fantastic.
She does deserve.
Sante is killing me.
No, Frank, you are killing me. Because I'm still on Sage the Gemini. And in my head, you know, Red Nose began to play. And never mind. We'll move on.
Well, you got to watch the video because Andrew Caldwell started calling Super Scent. He refused to say Super Scent. So he would say Soupy Scent. He was like, it's Soupy Scent. That's what
but
he
is it
saying
that he refused or that
the fact that the question is relevant is the question is valid is what really is saying the
yes
most right there. But the jokes commenced. I'm telling you, you got to watch it because once Super found out that this motherfucker had went live,
oh my god!
I'm telling you, you got to watch it.
Oh God, the internet.
So just what go on YouTube. Without, if you need a little comedic reprieve, that's all. Also, Iyanla Fix My Life has been produced. This is her final season.
Oh,
I'm sure we've talked about it before.
After how many seasons?
This is season 7 or 8, I believe 7.
Wow, that's
it's 7 or 8. One of the two. But this season has been fucking incredible. Every single episode of this season, you have got to watch if you get the opportunity, because Iyanla has really been taking it there.
I don't have.
I need to go back and watch. I watched up until I think Lisa Ray's episode was the last one I watched.
Oh, that was her mother. That was another meerkat.
Ooh.
Lisa Ray's mama was mean as hell. Ooh, she was mean as a gun. Mean.
Yeah. Mean as a gun.
I'm telling you, just mean.
She was such an old man. Oh, she's mean as a gun.
She was mean as a gun. I'm telling you.
Wait, yeah. Lisa Ray and her mom. Wow, okay.
And her daughter.
Oh, wow, okay.
The princess.
Where was the brat?
I don't think.
Because I know they have issues. Yeah. Okay. I thought maybe they were just like, everybody, come on down. Come on down. You want to come on down?
Yeah, no, they ain't open all the floodgates.
Until you get there and Lisa Ray about to whoop your ass for showing up the way she was about to jump on the brat virtually.
Well, you see where she get it from.
Yeah, that mean, the meerkat ass mama. I'm telling you, just mean.
You and this meerkat is killing me. Everybody's a meerkat.
Take a shot every time it says meerkat. I'm going to watch, though.
I've actually never watched a full episode of Iyanla.
There's some good stuff there.
There are some. Trust me, there are some. You hear me?
I've
been watching this show called His Dark Materials.
Asante, oh my God, yeah, with Lyra and them, girl, yes!
You watched it? I was literally about to say, Asante, this is a very you show. I feel like you would love it. When Maya put me on, she was telling me how bomb it was, so I was like, all right, let me watch it. Because, you know, Maya's on her woo-woo shit now, so we watch a lot of the same shit. Shout out to Maya. I was watching that, and I love it. It's so good.
Are you on season 1?
Yeah, I need to start season 2. I kind of watched season 2 passively, but I really need to get back in and, like, pay attention.
Yeah.
My attention span is so bad now.
You've been busy.
Oh, well.
You've been busy. Y'all know what let me tell y'all what I watched.
Okay, what?
So look. And we might even have to do a full episode review of
it. It got
to
be good doing that.
That's how serious this is.
So, you know, y'all know Jade, friend of the show.
Jade.
Y'all know Jade got a cat. So I be fucking with Jade.
Trill.
Yeah, her cat's name is Trill. And all jokes aside, Trill is a beautiful cat.
Like, so she's literally fucking cute.
She's cute for real. And I'm not a cat person. In fact, I resent Jade for becoming the cat lady.
I heard you making fun of her. First of all, Dustin was on an episode of Jaden XD. So please check that out. And of course, I listened because you and them is just too much. And I was crying at, like, the whole first 20 minutes of the show. It was Dustin making fun of Jade and her cat.
Fucking cat. I can't believe she got a damn cat.
He was like, why would you do this to us? We make fun of people with cats, Jade. Yeah.
And she got a cat named it something cute like Trill. But so there's an ongoing dialogue between me and Jade about her having a cat and just cats in general. Y'all, tell me why it's a damn documentary on Netflix called Don't Fuck With The Cats.
Oh, listen.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm talking about, friend?
Yes!
What? That friend, I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. So you already
knew. How did you find this documentary, Dustin?
Because my baby was looking for something for us to watch. So it
came up, right?
So anyway, So I was like, damn, the one time I ain't got no weed on me, man.
Because you need weed for that shit.
For that? What? When I tell you, I told you I've been cutting back, so, you know. But anyway, when I tell you, Asante, are you not familiar with this at all?
I am. I'm very familiar with
Don't Fuck With Cats. We all watched it, yeah.
Oh, y'all all watched it?
I didn't think it was going to be something you was going to watch.
Yeah, I swore we talked about it.
As soon as you saw that pack of cigarettes next to the vacuum van, you should have known that was something that was right up my alley. That crazy
ass. And I know
we're
going to do an episode because I agree we have to. But
okay, so let's not.
Right, we won't even get into it. But all I have to say is, it really bothered me how they reacted about the cats as opposed to the person that he did that to. It's like they didn't even care. They glossed over it. But then the lady was crying about the fucking cats.
About the cats, which is why I knew from the beginning, oh, I'm finna laugh at all of this. Like as soon as it started out and I seen her tearing up, and Lord forgive me, because by no means am I saying what he did to them cats. That wasn't
funny
at all.
No, it was terrible.
Like, at all, that's inhumane. He's a shit smearer, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
People that be smearing shit on the walls.
That's deplorable.
He's crazy like that. Deplorable. But the way that lady was, because they couldn't obviously show certain things on the documentary, right?
Right.
So the way that they would have the people narrating what they were seeing at the time, when they had that lady narrating.
That's what I'm talking about, that damn lady.
I swear to God,
I knew you were gonna
figure out everything I had. I said, this Family Guy looking heifer right here. you sitting here. So let me stop. I'm not even going to go into no more details, because obviously we need to. So this is your chance, listeners of this here show, and whoever this may be shared with, watch Don't Fuck With the Cats on Netflix.
Homework.
Because we are going to have an episode about that.
Crime Zone.
Soon. Yeah, for real.
Wow.
Okay.
That's actually perfect. Woo. For a Crime Zone episode.
Pet Smart.
Okay. Wow.
Wait, what you been watching, Asante? Because I know you be watching some good stuff.
So I rewatched Westworld just because that
I couldn't do Westworld.
Fran, I'm trying to tell
season
you.
Season two,
Fran,
lost me. I was
Fran,
cool season one.
Fran,
season
Westworld,
two, I didn't
Fran,
feel smart enough, to be honest.
Fran, I'm trying to tell. Fran, who are you talking to, girl?
I not smart enough for the show? You know what made me feel that way? Tenet. Did you watch Tenet yet?
I didn't. You know what? I keep seeing people's comments about Tenet, so I want to let it like simmer
What's that,
for
that
a bit.
British show everybody been watching and talking about? Tenet.
No,
it's a movie.
It's the movie with I don't want to call him Denzel's son. I want to give him
John David Washington.
His sovereignty. There we go. John David Washington.
Or is it David John?
Oh, God. We messed up already.
It's John
Look at
David.
Us.
Let me see.
Denzel's son.
Yeah, Denzel's baby.
episode Denzel name. Baby.
Well,
I've been seeing
mixed reviews, so I've been trying to let that simmer before I even give it a little
it's
chance.
It's not bad, but it's like you cannot watch it at night.
John David Washington.
He is so talented. It's kind of bugged out how he certain parts, certain things he says, he sounds just like his dad. It's
his
so
name
sound eerie.
Like a highway. You gotta take the John David Washington straight all the way into Ohio, and then
what are those thrillers, those like cerebral thrillers that you gotta like pay attention? You cannot be on your phone. You cannot. You miss 5 minutes and the movie is lost. So I think my attention span honestly didn't allow me to fully grasp it. So I need to try again. But
that movie,
woo.
For Tenet?
Yeah.
I'm going to watch.
Back
I like
to
stuff
Westworld,
like that.
I'm amazed that you're pushing through.
I'm telling you, friend, you have to watch, because it's so interesting how they thread so many different things there. There's like the relationship between humans and technology, what we value as life, how we could potentially use this technology in the future, and how they could weaponize it, of course. The conversations that they were having are like watching consciousness come up. It was crazy watching it back, because there were so many things that I missed, and then there were so many things that I had like a newer found sense of. So that's why it was great watching that. And then, you know, I just love sci-fi in general. So I've been watching old shit like Stargate, which is just making me want to get into science and technology for real all together, because these motherfuckers be like, they be traveling different planets, parallel universes, alternate shit. Like, it's just crazy
My
watching
favorite.
Them do all this shit. So, and it's great watching how it's still relevant. Like, a lot of it, some of the, you know, CGI shit could, you know, use work, but the show itself, the information on it, is still so relevant and dope. So, and then actually,
yeah, and the robot part, it's like Lil Michaela on HBO, basically. That's what the show
she
is.
She got a show on HBO?
I mean, that's what Westworld is. Could you imagine?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Lil Michaela on
and
West it,
and, it's, and it's live.
Exactly.
She have a live show.
She might as well.
A fucking robot got a live show.
Get her a block after Drew Barrymore.
Child. But that's why I liked his Dark Materials, because of the like dimension hopping, and you know how we get about all them little weirdo shows. I was so into it. But Westworld, I don't know, it got too heady for me. I was like, I don't know what's going on anymore.
Yeah, there were some things in the writing that maybe could have used some work, but the acting really kept me, especially with Thandi Newton. Or Thandi
and
Newton,
the like, dude, what's the man? The
older dude?
Yes. What's his name?
I can't remember his name, but his ass, he was Robert on the show.
I love him as an actor. Yes, any movie he's very in, I always know it's going to be good. Like,
little scrappy.
Nah, old ass white man.
Because I want to give him his props.
His character's name was Robert. Robert something.
Westworld cast. His name is Jeffrey Wright.
Oh, Jeffrey Wright.
Yeah.
Right? He's bomb. He's like the best thing about that show. But yeah, maybe I'll try again. I'll get inspired.
Just try again just a little bit. Just, you know, seasons 1 and 2. Once we get to 3. Now, 3 is really where it could be like, all right. Because Kid Cudi was there. I thought I was going to be there for a minute. But Kid Cudi was only there for literally a minute. So, you know, there's that.
Kid Cudi?
Yeah.
He's been working.
Kid Cudi always got a little something in the cut.
Yeah,
so.
That's so cool.
Especially with HBO.
Even in the new year, it's hard to start a new routine. But if you're one of the 34% of Americans who made a resolution to be less stressed, Headspace is here to help. Headspace is your daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations and an easy-to-use app. It's advancing the field of mindfulness and meditation through clinically validated research. There are 25 published studies on Headspace's benefits. 600,000 five-star reviews. That's insane.
It's a lot of reviews.
Not you guys dancing. And over 60 million downloads. Need some help falling asleep? Overwhelmed? Headspace has wind-down sessions and 3-minute SOS meditations. There are even meditations for kids. Jade uses it for Noah in the morning, by the way, which I think is the cutest thing on earth.
So dope.
So you deserve to feel happier. And Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/friendzone. That's headspace.com/friendzone for a free 1-month trial. With access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation, this is the best deal offered right now. Head to headspace.com/friendzone. Today.
New rear, new you. In 2021, don't just make a commitment to wash your hands every time you poop. Go the extra mile and wash your butt. The future
the
of toileting.
Mile.
The future of toileting has arrived. Okay, it's technically been around for centuries, but hideously expensive, costing thousands. Now, the brand new Hello Tushy 3.0 modern bidet attachment is here to level the playing field. It's stylish, eco-friendly, easy to install, and affordable. Hello Tushy 3.0 doesn't just cleanse your butt with a precise stream of fresh water, it cleans itself before and after its use with a smart spray automatic self-cleaning nozzle. It attaches to your existing toilet, requires no electricity or additional plumbing, and cuts toilet paper use by 80%. So the Hello Tushy bidet pays for itself in a few months. Because with Hello Tushy, you don't wipe it all. Just poop, spray, dry, and go. And sanitation is simple. The Schmutz Shield offers easy cleaning, and the knobs are naturally antimicrobial. Plus, every Hello Tushy bidet attachment comes with a 60-day risk-free guarantee and a 12-month warranty. Already got a tush on your pot? Upgrade the new 3.0 model. If you're new to the revolution, join millions of happy Hello Tushy customers right now and have a clean butt with every flush. Y'all, Hello Tushy has been with us for a long time. I'm hoping that they update us with this 3.0 because it's nothing like having yourself cleaned and then something self-clean. I'm with that movement. I think that we should all get with that movement. It'll be fresher and more sanitizing. I love that. So go to hellotushy.com/friendzone to get 10% off plus free shipping. This is a special offer for our listeners. Go to hellotushy.com/friendzone for 10% off. hellotushy.com/friendzone.
What about trash TV? Any of that happen?
Oh, I thought you were saying Kid Cudi was making trash TV now. I was going to be like, damn, Fran,
you are. I saw your face got today. Serious. You were like, whoa.
I was like, Fran is fucking guns blazing today.
I'm on the board. I'm on the board. No, 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 no. I'm saying, what trash TV? Did you guys find any new trash? I found new trash. Well, trash you for did? Me.
Ooh, because lead the charge.
Jade already been on it, but Marrying Millions. Have y'all watched that?
No.
Oh my God, it is so good.
Okay, what does it come on, Jay? I mean, Fran.
Same thing.
Yeah. Because her and XD were recapping it, and I was like, what are they talking about? So I had to look it up because they make everything mm-hmm. so funny. Like, Jay and XD make you watch anything.
Anything.
So yep. I went to look it up, and it's a show about people who are dating someone who's a multimillionaire, but they're not, you know, well off in any way. And so it just shows the insecurities that come up and just how hard that is to date
Why
someone.
Why the fuck
that,
would you want to put that on TV as a person?
I mean, it makes for some good TV, though.
Like what? Like, what do you want to get from being known as, right? Known as, presented to the world as, right? The motherfucker who couldn't keep up, you know what I'm saying, and had issues behind it.
Are there black people on the show? Like,
are there black people on the show? Damn, I don't think so.
Oh, good. I'm going to watch them.
Do they actually get married?
Well, that's the lead up. Like, you know, by the end of the season, that's where it left off, them deciding, like, can I do this? And, like, there's, for example, there was one guy who started dating this beautiful Asian woman. He's a white older man, and she's really wealthy. I forget how she made her money. And he's a construction worker who lives at home with his parents. And he didn't tell her he lived with his parents because he was so embarrassed. He's like, fuck, man, like, I meet my dream woman. She happens to be a fucking millionaire. How do I tell her that I live with my parents? So he didn't. And he had, like, he, you know, kept it secret for a long time. And then finally he told her. Because she was like, how come I've never been to your house? And he had all kinds of excuses about his schedule and blah, blah, blah. And then finally she came to visit. And she was like, wow, this is like a really... You know how parents have, like, you know a parent's house by the frames on the wall, the type of couch. Like, it's going to be very different. That. And so she was kind of like, this is very lived in. And then he admitted that he lives with his parents. And she was like, what the fuck?
But she's like, I'm out of here.
No. Imagine just storm out. No, she kept.
Fuck
she
you,
stayed.
Buddy.
She was like, I love you regardless. I just wish that you didn't lie about it because it's just the lying part. If you're lying about this, what else are you lying about? It's your fucking home. Like, that's a big deal. So she was not feeling that. But she stayed with him.
Did she end any of her sentences with your broke ass? Was that used?
No, but her friends did. They was like, hell no, because they were all well off. And they were like, why the fuck would you be dating this dude? You know? Like,
was he attractive, Fran?
I didn't connect with his look.
Look, it was a no. It's a no for me.
She gonna say, I didn't connect with his look. Like, what he looked like, Fran? If the motherfucker was ugly, he was ugly. What he looked like,
He looked like he would have been at the Capitol on the January
6th. Wow, Fran. Not a nationalist.
Wow,
why you say that? Not a nationalist. Damn.
That's deplorable. No, I'm kidding. But in, you know, adjacent, like that type of vibe.
Yeah, you know, so, taupe teeth. taupe teeth and yellow ass nail beds, and you know.
Like
pink
he says,
knuckles.
Like if he says a boat, you know, people that be like a boat, like they're like from Wisconsin or something.
Yeah.
He's, you know, the vibes. Like Crystal said, it's the vibes. So that's what that's what that show is. But it's so good. You guys have to watch it. Jade got me fucking hooked on it. I'm trying to think of what other trash TV I got into. I think that might be it. What was it? Yeah. Marrying Millions. I can't do the Real Housewives. I tried.
I fell off.
It's hard.
What, Salt Lake City?
Yep.
Yeah.
One of them hoes that I liked on there was a Trump supporter anyway, so
Really? So, wait, so not the one that you really, the Whitney chick?
Yep, Whitney. Yeah,
wow.
Of course she was.
She just came out as a Trump. Well, not came out, but it, a picture surfaced of this bitch in a Made America Great Again hat.
Oh, shit. And that's her. Literally
it
the
was
only
woman
one you
wearing
like.
The hat. Yep.
Of course.
It was another
did
woman wearing the hat, and she pressed like on the picture. It was the day all that shit went down or whatever. So, you know, it's disappointing, but I can enjoy the television for what it's worth. I just won't have a emotional connection to it anymore. You know?
Right.
Which honestly is a break for me, so that's fine. I still watch the franchise. It is what it is. I just won't allow myself to really connect with any of the characters, you know, which is good. I can just actually, it relieves me and it alleviates me of the pressures of really getting hooked into a series like that. Because now I can just watch it and laugh at everybody. So it's cool.
That's always good.
Yeah.
Right. What
Shout
about
out to
I
the
heard.
Real Housewives.
I heard that that Monique woman that you guys have been talking about is no longer going to be on the show.
She quit. They be calling her
quit.
Mo Money. Yeah, they be calling her Mo Money.
Okay,
you know,
well, she quit. I thought she got
her
kicked
name.
Off.
No, she quit. She sent an email requesting to be removed from her contract, relieved of her contract, right after the last installment of the reunion was aired. And it was already confirmed that she was absolutely asked back to participate in season 6. She was not going to be demoted or anything like that, but she declined to participate. Yeah, she said it got too close to home, crossed too many lines, and she really didn't, you know, want them fucking with her family life like that. And you have to respect that at the end of the day. It's just sometimes
that's real.
People are not always motivated by the attention and fame and celebrity that comes with being on television. Sometimes people don't give a damn about that. And when the money is not enough of an incentive, you know, this is what happens. You know, this is a consequence. So
how's my boo LaToya doing?
LaToya is LaToya-ing. People have very
I've
mixed,
seen a lot of mixed. I try to stay away because
right?
I'm like, let me not read anything crazy because that's always awkward as fuck. But
you have
you
to
know.
Look at it like this. LaToya is giving people something to talk about in relation
exactly.
to The Real Housewives of Atlanta season 13. And
she gets
me,
what she signed up for.
That is an invaluable contribution. Like, you are literally accelerating the franchise and keeping this franchise moving this season. So love her or hate her, she's been polarizing to watch on television, and it's
which
great.
I knew she would be.
Yeah, and it's great, and I love it personally, and she's been having me cracking the fuck up because she says whatever the fuck she wants to say to anybody. She don't give a damn what comes out her mouth. She does not care, and it's refreshing to see. The Real Housewives of Atlanta has been good, and I'm gonna tell you something. I have stuck with Kenya Moore through a lot of things, right? And through a lot of moments where she has not been the most likable person, right? Because I felt like she was justified on the right side of things. I knew Apollo was lying on her while everyone was hating her and trying to say that she had done inappropriate things with him. And he was, you know, alluding to that. He eventually came out as, you know, and said that he was lying about that or whatever. She was vindicated.
Oh, wow.
I knew that Nene had tried to spit on her, and I knew that Nene was being rude to her, and I was very put off by Nene's behavior toward her at the end of season 10 when Kenya showed up to Cynthia Seagram's party big and pregnant. She's like 8 months pregnant, and Nene was like, oh, what's she having, a buffalo, blah blah blah, like just being mean and nasty just wow. at the mere notion that Kenya was there. And she turned it into a huge conflict between herself and Cynthia that just wasn't, it just didn't make sense at the end of the day, right? And I just knew that Kenya was right. She was right about that. This season, she's finding herself in the midst of a conflict with Portia, which her and Portia didn't really end season 12 on the best terms per the reunion. And I think what is happening is that Portia was really cussing Kenya's ass out at that reunion last year, and Kenya carried a lot of resentment from that over into this season. And she's chosen to say negative things and make snide comments about Portia's activism, you know, going out getting arrested at these marches and shit like that. And it just doesn't look good. It just doesn't look good. I would rather her say, bitch, I don't like how you talked to me at that reunion last year, and I'm fucking mad at you about it. And every time I see you, I'm gonna give you hell, because me and you were supposed to be cool last season. We were on good terms, and you did me wrong at that reunion. I would rather her have that sort of approach than take jabs at Portia's activism, because it looks like she's hating, and it looks like she is dragging something that is really well-intentioned, no matter what you feel about Portia's participation or involvement, she's involving herself in a protest. And that's bigger than these stupid-ass antics on this show that are entertainment value for us. And so by right. Kenya, you know, incorporating that into her shit, her mess, it just makes her look bad. And it's really hard to defend that as a viewer and as a person who has to offer an opinion on this kind of shit, you know, for my job. So Kenya, damn it. I don't like the way this is going, and please get up off of Portia's civil rights activism and involvement, because A, it's in her blood. B, she's involved in, let's not allow the point to be missed of Portia's involvement in these protests, right? The reason she needs to be at these Black Lives Matter protests is because she's a celebrity, and if she is putting herself in the front lines to be arrested, that's a headline. It brings attention to a cause. It's a bigger deal. It's there to bring attention to the event. People forget that, and they're so quick to say that, oh, this sort of celebrity is trying to get a photo op or use it for this moment. You can see through that immediately, you know, when that takes place. This isn't that sort of situation. And so for Kenya to be trying to make it that, it just, it's distasteful. And it's hard to watch as a viewer. And it makes me not like her as a viewer. And I don't want to feel like that about her, even though she's given me several reasons to. So that's all I had to say about that.
What about the march on Bravo, as Fury puts it?
The march on Bravo. Oh my God.
He is so
You know
funny.
What? Because Nene is like, Nene's another one who Nene makes leaks. It very hard. Right. Leaks. Nene leaks. How the fuck you going to sue Bravo for discrimination and shit? Call Andy Cohen racist and all this shit when you were sitting there laughing, sharing jokes. When Bravo was on your side, you were on their side. The minute that you're getting phased out because of your own lack of involvement, right? Your own not wanting to, unwillingness to participate, your own sour, surly ass attitude all the time, your own haughtiness, your own, you know, thinking too much of oneself, because of all those things that made you not a fun person to be employed with or to employ. And now that you don't have that situation in your portfolio anymore, now you want to make these very serious allegations and align yourself with things like the death of George Floyd. The death of George Floyd that made the fucking world stop. You want to align your treatment, quote unquote, at Bravo with that, when we've seen you licking your teeth and smiling and grinning for years on end when it was in your favor. So I'm just having a hard time taking what she says at face value, especially since that conversation or live video that she posted with attorney Benjamin Crump really was baseless. There were no hard lines in it. There were no definitive accusations. There were no definite statements made about her treatment. All she kept saying was, you know, it's not right the way we was treated. And, you know, I brought a lot to this network. They watched it because of me. And we need to sit down and have a talk to make things fair. There were no claims. There was no, you know what? I was supposed to be paid this much money. This didn't happen. They got this right. much of a gain off of this show because of these reasons. And here was my hard contribution to that from a producing perspective, from a writing perspective or whatever, that I was not paid for. This was my concept that I pitched to them. Here's the documents to support that. They went on to, you know, make this show with someone else. I wish I should be compensated for that. For that concept, the conceptualization. There was none of that in her rhetoric. There was none of that in anything that she said. She just sat there appearing to be a sadly fallen star, someone who had the wind knocked out of their sails and wasn't feeling as important as they once felt and were crying out and starving for attention. And if you're so busy and have so many other things going on and don't have some time for any of this, why are you clinging on for dear life to this brand? Move on. Move on from the Housewives brand. You've already proven right. to be employable in other arenas. You've done scripted television, 2 runs on Broadway, toured as a stand-up comedian and as a host professionally. Girl, what is wrong with you? You did The Fashion Police. You have a new show that is in development at E!, you know?
Oh, really?
So why are you even pressed
Isn't
about this?
Isn't that show The Read?
No. Hell no. The one where they were doing like this at her bar, at her fucking bar.
Not doing like this.
Yeah, doing their hands like this at her bar.
You are
what
so
the hell
funny.
Was that? But no, so NeNe is just hard to get behind that. And while I don't like Mariah on Married to Medicine, at least in her lawsuit, the lawsuit that she took out against Married to Medicine, Bravo, and I think two or three production companies, there are hard line specifics. There's an ask. You know what I'm saying? And it's not just a bunch of fucking mumbo jumbo hot air like what NeNe is saying, you know? And yeah. It just sucks because I really want the best for NeNe and I don't even hate her guts. You know what I'm saying? I'm just exhausted, you know, as a fan or someone who watches antics. Her. Yeah, I'm just exhausted by her.
Oh, he really is exhausted, y'all. He just stepped back from the mic and took a drink.
I wish NeNe would go on. I wish there was more for her out there because I am tired of seeing all the bad stuff.
Oh, what about music, you guys? Before
we get to music, can I say, since we're still on Housewives, that mm-hmm. I personally cannot wait for Housewives of Beverly Hills to come back. I know that nobody else watches, but I just wanted to put that out there.
Who was on that?
That's the one where it's Lisa Rinna, Garcelle joined last season.
Got you.
Kyle Richards is on there right now, and it's going to be a juicy season because her sister, Kathy Hilton's joining.
I didn't say that.
Paris Mama.
Yeah, so I'm just excited for that. And plus, one of the cast members, Erica Jane, she's been dealing with a lot of stuff, and they said that it's going to be happening on camera.
Ain't
and
she I divorcing like, God? Who Tom is her? That old ass. She got an old ass white husband that looked like God. What's her husband's name?
Tom Girardi. They getting a divorce. Yeah, they getting a divorce. Apparently, the nigga stole some money, and it was like a big ass settlement fund. They said they mishandled the funds, and some of it was in Erica Jane's name. She trying to act like she ain't had nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. The nigga had a whole ass bitch on the side. Erica just exposed the bitch.
Yeah, I seen her exposed that. I saw that. Yeah.
So it's like literally, it's gonna be a really, really good season for Beverly Hills. So that's what I'm waiting for.
Damn. But,
yes, now we can move on to music. Sorry, it was just that we was in Housewives land, and I was like, damn, I fell off hard from a lot of the seasons, but I hope Beverly Hills brings me back, because Atlanta, I've even kind of taken a short break from. Like, I'm going to wait for it to stack, I guess, right before the drama happens on whatever trip they take or whatever happens.
You know. Are y'all watching Basketball Wives? I saw on Twitter today that it's coming back next month.
I will be returning for Basketball Wives.
Mm. I'm going to watch it because I got to talk about it, but I'm not excited about it. I'm not getting in front. I like Malaysia. I think she's beautiful, and I want to see her go on and do other work. I'm tired of Jennifer Williams. I'm tired of Evelyn. If Evelyn is so beautiful to me, and Jennifer Williams is beautiful to me too, and if they're not gonna be on there cussing each other out and arguing and fighting, I'm not interested in it. You know what I'm saying? They either need to be fighting like cats and dogs or being best friends. It's back and forth. I'm sick of it. I'm also Evelyn. You too. We met you as a bad girl. You know how to balance the you know, edginess out with things that support you or show you in other ways. So give it to us. Cuss these bitches out like we want to see you do, like we've been seeing you do, and one of the reasons we like you. You know what I'm saying? Shawnee, stay your ass out of it. Either you're going to be on the damn show or you're going to be an EP mother hen figure on the show. There's no reason that Jackie Christie should come off more matronly or maternal or motherly
Jackie
than
Christie.
You do. Jackie Christie. You too. Quit straddling the fence, which it was hard getting you up on the fence in the first damn place. So you need to pick a side. Either you're going to get in there and be dirty or you're going to be on the other side of it. Pick a side. OG, I'm sick of you. I've been sick of you. I was sick of you when you was on there last season. Hopefully you don't give me a reason to dislike you this season. And stop bringing bigger issues into an arena that doesn't have the range to support them. And that's all I'm going to say. who else is on that damn Phoebe? Why? Like, what? Phoebe. Why? Yeah, exactly. Spelled F-E-B-Y, which I laugh at every time I see it because
F-E-B-Y.
It's just
mm-hmm, wow.
Phoebe. That's how she spells Phoebe. I'll be cracking up every time I see it. I always think about TCBY. Remember that frozen yogurt?
Oh my God! Yes.
So that's what we're gonna start calling Phoebe. TCBY. TCBY. You better show and prove this season, goddamn it, because y'all already in a bubble, and it needs to make sense. So yes, I know it's coming on. No, I'm not that excited about it, but I will be watching it. And maybe we need to have a talk, VH1, because I would love to sit at a table and share my perspectives with you on your slate of programming. Thank you.
I like that.
Hey, listeners, let's play a game. Let's start with everyone out there who loves a really good story. And now let's narrow it down to all those passionate podcast listeners who are also always on the go running errands. That's you, right? I thought so. Well, for you, there's My Walgreens, the new, easier way to shop, save, and stay well. And now you can order online and pick up in as little as 30 minutes, curbside, drive-thru, or in-store. Right now, get 20% off purchases of $30 or more with code ZONE, Z-O-N-E, when you order online or use the new Walgreens app. Again, that's code Z-O-N-E for 20% off your purchase of $30 or more. Walgreens now offers pickup in as little as 30 minutes. Order online or with the new Walgreens app today, and you'll be saving time in no time. Offer valid online through January 23rd, 2021 on qualifying same-day pickup orders. Must be signed into your Walgreens.com account to redeem. Additional restrictions apply. See Walgreens.com/offer details and Walgreens.com/pickup for details.
Music now?
Yes, ma'am.
Because there's so much to talk about.
I got a song for
about.
Y'all. And ooh. I really just want to play it. I don't really want to give it no intro. And it goes a little something like this.
Earth is ghetto. I want to leave. Can you beam me up? I'm out on the street by the corner store. You know the one on 15th. Got a bright shirt on, so I'm easy to see. I've been down here stranded indefinitely. I can't reach my planet, but I need to leave. You should see these people. It's hard to believe how they treat each other. It's hard to conceive. Oh, Earth is ghetto. I want to leave. Oh.
Yep, y'all.
Okay.
That's my current jam of the moment, baby. Earth is Ghetto by Aaliyah Sheffield. Girl, you got a good one on your hands.
Funny.
Yes. Funny and good. And you is jamming. Okay.
Did you see the video that dude made to accompany it?
No. What is it, friend?
So, okay. I don't remember his name. I'm going to find it and text it to you later. But do you remember that viral... There was like a viral video that on TikTok, and it was a dude and his mother, and they came into the living room like this. You remember that?
When they was doing the crab legs?
Where it was like...
And then they backed up?
Yes.
Yeah,
you know exactly
the little
what
stank
I'm
walk
about.
Video.
Yeah. Just, there we go. I couldn't remember what the damn song was. The little stank walk, you walk in and you walk back out. And there was like a dude that did it with his mother, and it was so fucking funny. It's that dude.
The black guy.
The black dude. Yeah, yes. He made a video...
I want to see it now.
It is so fucking funny. Like it went viral on Twitter, and I was like, this shit is hilarious, because he has nothing to do with the song. Obviously, it's the girl song, but he interpreted it on TikTok, and it is so funny. You gotta watch it. I'm gonna find the link and send it to you.
Thank you.
That song is funny as shit. I saw it when it was on Twitter. I've been stuck on Jasmine Sullivan's album personally.
Yes.
Have y'all
yes.
gotten a chance to check it out?
Yes.
Flawless from top to bottom. And shout out to Antoinette
for being
a part of that.
Around the Way Curls. Shout out to you, baby, because
that
you
was
look
cool.
beautiful. It's amazing. Yes.
It didn't hit me. It was so weird because obviously, like, that's one of Antoinette's best friends. Mm-hmm. So when I saw the name on the album, it didn't register until I heard the voice. And I looked over like, oh, shit, that's Antoinette.
Antoinette, baby.
That's
it
so
was dope
cute.
Because she had her in like the little visual, too, because on her channel, she was doing the little short clips with the women speaking. And so then it's here. I just felt complete. I love when it comes full circle like that.
That's so cool, man. And then the song that Ari Lennox and Jasmine Sullivan sing is about Antoinette's tale. So Antoinette was like, I got a fucking song written about me, basically, that Ari and Jasmine are singing. Like, how fucking dope is that?
Right.
I really
Bottom
liked
line,
it, that song.
Your shit don't stink, Antoinette. Straight up. That's what that means.
That was my favorite song. I do love the Anderson .Paak song, too. That was probably... a tie for me between the Ari Lennox and Anderson. Only thing there was a line in the Anderson .Paak song that I wasn't feeling. It was like, do you know the line I'm talking about? It was so, it was hella, It was shocking. Like
they were talking about it on Clubhouse. That's why I know what you're talking about.
Oh, they were? What did they say? Oh, shit. Of course they talk about it on Clubhouse.
I don't even remember what the line was. I just know that there was a room about
I looked over my Bluetooth like, what the fuck?
Well, what did he say?
He said something about he had he like got with this girl, but when she had the baby, it came out black as Samuel L. Jackson. And he was like, I'm light skinned. My granddaddy Indian. You fucking with my lineage. I was like, what? Like, it was so jarring. And I don't know him to like, well, I don't know Anderson .Paak at all. But I'm saying I've never known him to like.
Say things like that
or even think like that. So it was kind of jarring. And y'all know I love him as an artist.
I do
so
too.
That kind of like. It's always a fucked up feeling. I was not fucking with that at all. So it's kind of changed the way I hear the song, unfortunately. Like, I can't, how do you jam to that? Like, what? And I was wondering, which I will say though, it inspired me. I want to do an episode about when you work with someone that you've like always wanted to work with. And they're contributing in some way to a project, and then they do some dumb shit like that. And being in the position of like, how do you call it out if it's someone that's like an idol or a peer, someone you respect, you know? Because I was wondering what made Jasmine not say something. I was like, did she get put in a weird position? Is it a, you know, sometimes you don't want to like tell an artist to change something. I just was wondering how that played out, that was green lit to like be released. It kind of confused me because, you know, albums go through so many listenings, like,
exactly. And I know Samuel Jackson somewhere sitting at home like, now why am I in it now? See how I get put in anything? I ain't even in it now. Why am I in it Samuel Jackson.
For real though, because it was like, what the fuck are you talking about? So that was my favorite song project. But Asante, are you looking up the lyrics?
I got them right here. I was just trying to give them a read through first.
I could read it in your face. You was reading the lyrics on the screen because you look as startled as I did when I heard it.
I'm just gonna say the whole. I'm just gonna say it. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
You don't want the chips if you got the guac missing. You only want the bins if it's AMG kitted. But if I get pinched based off suspicion. Is you gonna sing like Bobby in New Edition? Forget it. Mama told me put the kid in. So I did it. But the baby came out black as Samuel in Pulp Fiction. I'm light skinned. My granddaddy Indian. You fucking with my lineage and dividends. Peace and light. I wish you all the love. Please get out my house. I'll call the cops. I think I've spent my final buck. I think I'm out to lunch.
That's what I was like, what the fuck is happening right now? How do you bop to that verse? It reminded me, well, obviously it wasn't bad like that, but when Miguel had that really dope ass Come and Chill, is that what it was called? Through and Chill. And then he put J. Cole and he had like an activist ass like verse. It's like, what?
Fucking up the vibe.
So disconnected, but that's a totally different conversation because he just fucked up the vibe. But this is a different fucked up the vibe. It's just like, brother, what are you fucking talking about? And I love him so much, so it's so hard. I'll admit, sometimes it's hard and we might make concessions for our favorite people, but it's like, I can't. It's just no getting around that
fucking
one.
Fucking
like,
up my lineage.
Man, bruh. I like, couldn't do it.
I only heard that one once. Cause you know, when you get stuck on the ones you like, sometimes you get like, I'll go back to this one later. And then the show comes up and I haven't listened back. But in my mind, I'm like sitting here trying to work, like maybe he was trying to be ironic when he was saying it or something. And I'm just like reading it back and I'm like, I can't.
That's
even
what
get,
I mean. We try to make concessions like, because we fuck with him. But the reality is that verse was terrible and it didn't make sense. And I, you know, it sucks because the album was so good. And then the song with her. Did y'all listen to the lyrics on that too? I don't know. Those two songs kind of trip me up, but I love the album. I love Jasmine. She's just.
I love Jasmine.
I've said it before on this show. Like, I think she's the most talented singer of this time now. Like, I don't really know who's fucking with her vocally.
Thank you. Thank you. Yo, 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 yo.
You saw the tiny desk?
Yes.
Man.
She looked fucking great, sounded great.
And her head on them salt bay glasses again.
And Jasmine got a huge ass billboard.
Times Square, well deserved.
That made me happy because I feel like she's entirely too talented to not be at the top. Honestly, it's frustrating. Incredible writer, arranger, singer. Mm-hmm. Like, she's not missing anything. She's beautiful. She's fun. She mm-hmm. has personality. Like, there's nothing missing. It's been frustrating to watch, and I'm sure it's been frustrating for her to experience. So I'm happy that everybody's going up for her.
Yes.
The tiny desk, the billboard, all the love on the album online. She deserves it. It's a long time coming.
I knew it when I heard Lion, Tigers, and Bears. I said, that girl's going to be somebody.
Oh, no.
I knew it.
She's so bomb. I'm really happy for her. And I saw Antoinette on her IG stories was saying that Jasmine has been nominated 12 times for a Grammy and never won. Yeah.
Fucking wow. Shame. They trying a to Susan total Lucci shame. Our girl.
You know, maybe this year will be different, even though, like, what's a Grammy? Who even really cares? But I get that people do, so. Dustin.
I raised
Dustin
my hand.
Just raised his hand.
I want me one. I ain't even going to hold you.
Well, you want to be an EGOT. That's like
yes,
a
I
very
do.
Specific goal, so I get that. But yeah. I don't get the point of a Grammy. I feel like people give the Grammys entirely too much power.
Mm-hmm. So. That's why I want one.
Shoot. Still be nice to have. Still be nice to have.
That's why I want one.
Have you seen have you heard Doja Cat, Saweetie and Doja Cat?
Yeah, that's my best friend. And she got her own shit or whatever the song is. I like it.
They cute. They
the little
so
video
cute.
Is so cute.
I love it. They
I
look
can't
cute.
Stop watching
I love the,
it.
The outfits, the
So
dancing.
Y'all forgive Doja Cat?
I never had problems with her. I just had more questions.
What did she do again?
Showing feet in racial chat room.
See, because I was of the... See,
I don't see... Ooh, I almost started singing another person. Oh, Lord.
See, you know what? I don't know how we could ever talk about that, but when
oh,
I tell you, I
no.
get caught up, and I always be like... I don't know how to like remove this programming.
Have
I
to
actively,
reel that in.
I actively have to like
I mean,
stop myself. You know what I'm saying? Because there be shit. Like I don't even be meaning to. It's just out of nowhere. It's like
yeah, and that doesn't have nothing to do with your heart. So I don't feel bad about it. You know what I'm saying?
I was like, ooh.
Ain't like you going to. Ain't like you sending no money for no, on nobody's books.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Could you like, imagine?
Ain't like you buying no albums. You know?
Could
what I'm
you
saying?
Imagine if he were to tweet a thank you?
He just put out a song the other day called Shut Up.
What?
Real talk. He put out a song from
Isn't
jail
he in
called
jail?
Shut Up.
Oh, mm-hmm. he put it out from jail. Wow, what the yeah. fuck? How and do I you guess, do that? How do you make songs in jail?
I don't know, but the world
Didn't
collectively
like
said, you shut up, because nobody even really reported on it. So, like...
Who made an album in jail?
I thought Shine back in the day had recorded an album from jail.
Black China.
Shine. And Bezo.
Oh,
you
Shine.
May know me as Black China on the internet.
Right. But wait till you get the real me. And Bezo.
So
you, I'm gonna stay on your face. Remember how Tokyo Tony was on there cussing Black China ass out every week? Getting in her grill in the kitchen and shit. I'm gonna stay on your face. Yelling in her, screaming and hollering in her goddamn
God,
house.
You to hug everybody.
Right.
Yo, could you imagine your mom in your face like that?
Hell no, because I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna tell you right now.
I used to be sitting there looking
I'm
at
only
Treasure like
so many motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying?
Like, could you imagine being like an adult and someone's like mom being up in your face like that, like watching Treasure argue with her mom?
No,
until it's like, y'all,
I
like,
can't.
This is wild.
We have to talk about it later, but I'm finna kick your daddy ass real quick. And I hope you ain't mad at me, but he can call me one too many motherfuckers. Okay.
Not I hope you ain't mad at me because I beat your dad's ass.
I'm sorry, but you seen how he was talking to me.
Wait, what else? What else y'all been listening to?
Let me see, because it have been some things that
I feel like been... so much shit dropped in the past.
You know what? This really ain't gonna help, and I hate that I keep shouting it out, but it's like I have to find the right rooms when I get on Clubhouse. They were playing like some of the unreleased Drake songs, like some like the old demo songs.
Oh,
they
played this song. I saw Funny Julius was on Twitter like talking about that room.
I was so mad because there were so many songs in there that I heard, and like I just didn't stop because, you know, Clubhouse, like, you can't screen record now. Like, I think it don't record the fucking audio. So I couldn't save the audio to go back and find the songs that I'd been hearing over the past year to get. So it just made me remember how much I missed Drake. So if Rihanna, if there's a returning of, I hope that there is a return season for Drake as well. It didn't have to necessarily be together or coincide. That's not what I'm asking for. I'm
just saying. But isn't he dropping soon? I feel like I remember something about him dropping like in the first quarter.
Oh, well, let's go OVO. I'm here for it.
I did hear that. It was supposed to be on either New Year's Day or New Year's Eve.
Right, that's what correctly. I thought. Yeah.
He lied, well, just like Rihanna. And Versus. He lied like Versus.
I like the little heart in his hair now. I think that's so cute. Certified like lover boy.
I like all that Nocta shit, that line that he came out with.
Right, I'm so mad I didn't get it.
I want everything and it's all sold out.
It's gone.
Oh, so he released the stuff already. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. I thought it was just like a rollout for it.
It came and went, all of it. Nocta. So beautiful.
What does Nocta mean? Does anyone know?
It's something about Nocta. It's like a shortened version of Nocturnal or some shit like that. Something about something being up at night. I don't know. I love the clothes. And I really want all of them. And ain't nobody gave
it's
me
it's super
nothing.
Cute. I went to the IG and saw it. It was super cute.
I was on like the sneakers app. Shit.
It really and did. I feel like off. you would be modeling for those campaigns.
I want
sure.
it so bad.
Wait, so the songs on Clubhouse, was that the actual album or was just unreleased songs of his?
I don't remember who was playing
because
the
they made it seem like it was a leak of the album.
So some of those songs I'd heard before, like, you know, back on like OVO Sound Radio, they would play like unreleased stuff. So some of the stuff I just heard like on YouTube, like making my rounds, because I always go through and play and see what's like really an unreleased song and what's some damn demos that somebody's just trying to get put on with. But a lot of those songs I'd heard him play, and I don't know if he was, I think he was saying he was playing some album cuts, some things that might be on the album. So I think he was trying to say that that would be the album, but knowing Drake, he's probably sitting up there laughing like, I didn't give you any of the songs that I'm going to put on my album. So have fun with that. But it could, but you know how Drake is too. It might be another one of those More Life releases where he releases some of those like throwaway vibes to kind of build something versus it being more like
Care Package. Care Package too.
Yeah. Something like that.
I'm trying to look up to see what else I've been listening to. I don't see anything new. I feel like I mentioned all this stuff, but so much new stuff came out. Why can't I remember? Oh, Mac Ayers dropped. Let me see what the name of his. He dropped a project called Magic 8 Ball.
Shake It.
His 8 songs. He dropped it. So I guess that would that be an EP?
Sound like
maybe not.
Sound like an EP to me.
It's hard to tell nowadays because I'm like, I don't even know what's the difference sometimes. But it's so good. I definitely want you guys to check it out. I know you're gonna be like, how do you spell his last name? It's Mac is MAC and Ayres is AYRES, and it's Magic 8 Ball. Very, very vibey, chill. He's super talented. He's like one of those super musicians that like writes, plays his instruments, sings, arranges, and the album is just super tight. Indie artist too, which you know we love on this show, so I'll definitely show him some love. I think you guys would enjoy that.
I got an oldie for y'all know. I'll be out in stores and shit and hearing old music and being like, I love this song. So this song is called Right Back Where We Started From. Y'all might know this song. All right, coming to do, we gotta get it right back to where we started from. Y'all know that song.
Hold only on, Dustin would play them.
Do you remember that day?
The sunny day.
Is that the jam or what? Ain't that the jam, y'all? That's by Maxine Nightingale. Why don't somebody remake that? Sample that. Sample that. Producers, DJs, artists, singers, rappers, hell, sample that. That's right back where we started from by Maxine Nightingale. Don't nobody know, by not saying nothing about Maxine Nightingale, because right back where we started from is the jam.
I have an artist.
What about you?
There's this artist named Nicole Chambers. She has a song called Warm Body. And I watched her. There's this channel on YouTube called Escape Tracks that I watch. And she did like her a live performance on there. But she dropped a project
called Run Away To.
Right. So her project is called Voice of a Virgo. And this song is called Warm Body. That's Nicole Chambers.
I
love a little buttery voice, you know what I'm saying? Full project if you want to get more into her voice. I've been listening to her, not H-E-R, but Nicole. And have you ever heard of Anaya? Anaya? You know, she makes the YouTube videos. She makes the Instagram videos where she be like singing, she be like singing a story almost.
No, I'm not familiar.
Oh my God. Have you seen this girl before?
That's Paris from Love and Hip Hop Hollywood.
Okay,
right?
So Anaya is someone. She always does these really, really dope videos on Instagram where she's like singing.
I like how he kept going. He was like, I can't even.
You gotta
ain't
just
that
push
that girl
on through.
That threw that juice in K. Michelle's face?
No, so this young woman, she's been making music where she sings and she almost like tells these stories as she's singing. And she's put out like tons and tons of records. And I've always listened on her Instagram and checked her out for a visual. So I went back and I was listening to some of her music, and it's really good. Like, there's some real cute songs in there. So I would like to point your attention to Best Thing, which was a single that she put out in 2019, and this is how that one goes.
Okay, let's see. I thought I found love, but you ain't shit. Space in my heart, but you ain't fit. No, no. And it hurts, but I let it. I let it, cause I needed that pain. But I wanted to feel it, cause it'll teach me not to go back there again. And I put my heart on it. Don't try to stop me when
so that song's called Best Friend. That's an older song. People that know her probably are familiar with her. But Anaya is someone who I was really like, damn, I need to see more of her. So I hope to get more of her in 2021. So I had to make sure I shouted her out.
That was good.
That was good. I have a song.
Go ahead, friend.
Have y'all heard of Omar Apollo?
Have you talked about Omar Apollo before?
I don't know. I liked it. I know I tweeted about him. Sometimes I can't remember what I tweeted and what I talked about, but I don't know if I mentioned him on the show. But Omar Apollo has a song called Want You Around featuring Rule or Ruel, R-U-E-L. And it's such a pretty song. This is how it goes.
Baby, I want you around. And baby, I want you around. with you. And baby, I promise I'll be what you wanted. But now, in here, heart took some damage. I wish I could finish from you.
Cool, Omar Apollo, Want You Around. And honestly, if you play around on his Spotify or whatever platform you have, all his music is dope. So that was a pleasant find for me.
Baby,
over break.
I want you around.
Sing, Dustin Ross.
Since we,
why did Dustin do that thing we used to do as kids where you turn around and like hug yourself and move your arms up and down so it looks like somebody's rubbing you?
Don't that song make y'all want to do that? Make you want to slow dance and grind in the basement somewhere. I like that song.
It's dope. That's a good find right there. That's my only one. I was trying to see what else I like, but that's really it.
Well, I also want to just, I'm not going to play this song, but I just have one more. I need to make a retraction. I spoke of an artist before we went on break, and I said she was from Michigan, and she's not from Michigan. She's from Missouri.
Hilaria Baldwin.
Hilaria. Yo.
Remind me to tell you about Hilaria Baldwin. Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
Her name is Lakia.
Hilaria Baldwin.
Saying she's from somewhere and ain't.
Well. So her name is Lakia. She's from Missouri. She also just put out another visual. She's with QC. This visual, the song's called Hit Different.
And oh, before, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. What was the thread?
Because I love
that song. I know who
song.
You're talking about
I
now.
I love that song with her and the City Girls. And I know
yes,
what song you're talking about,
female goat.
Too. Yes.
Same.
Yes.
Once you said QC, I'm like, okay, I know exactly what you're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, Lakia, she is QC. They've given her the formula, and they have not been disappointing. Before we went on break, I discussed her because she dropped Female Goat, the remix with City Girls. Since then, she dropped a video for Pop Out, which I thoroughly enjoyed. And then she just dropped another video, which I'm speaking of now, which is Hit Different. And I'm not talking about the SZA song. And I need to check that out, too, just because I'm feeling all of her looks, all of her flows, everything that she's got going on. And she's not out here sounding like anything else is going on. And actually, she has a sound that I want to hear more of. So shout out to Lakia for doing her thing, and shout out to QC for supporting her and really running things. So I just want to shout her out and say where she's really from.
Speaking of shout outs and being from somewhere and from Michigan, can I do a really quick shout out, you guys?
Go ahead.
I want to show some love to the Bedrock Clothing Company. One of the gifts that my brother and my sister-in-law, thanks y'all, got me was this, actually this Bedrock sweatshirt that I'm wearing right now.
How
I
cute.
Can make it Bedrock. Really, really dope. Black owned apparel company straight out of Flint, Michigan. Creating something that people can be proud of from there. These sweatshirts have been seen on everybody from Gabrielle Union to all kinds of people. And they come in a whole bunch of different really, really dope colors and styles. Bedrock Apparel is the Instagram account. Just go show them some love. When my brother sent me the sweatshirt, which I had already seen certain people wearing, I was so excited. I went and did some research, and I just want to shine a light. You got to shine a light, goddammit. You know,
it's
from
super
Flint.
Cute, too.
Thank you. That's where I'm from. And you know, Zoom don't do it justice, okay? Do it just ice. But I'm telling you, it's dope. Patched on letters, like all that shit. And again, it's a dope black-owned clothing company, and it says that they're a brand built on moral integrity. Gotta love that, okay? And so, yeah, just check it out, you guys. Bedrock. Y'all have seen people with these sweatshirts on that say Bedrock. That's what it's from. It's a play on the Flintstones, being Flint, Michigan, blah, blah. You can make the connection.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, but it's really, really dope. So shout out to them, and shout out to Flint. That's my city. That's where I'm from. So just wanted to slide that on in there. That's it. Just wedge that in right quick.
That's perfect. If you guys don't have anything else you want to bring up, I feel like that's good for today.
Well,
that's
I just got one last thing I will leave you with, then I will get out of your hair. for those of you that like YouTube listening, I would like to point your attention to Icy Red Beats. Type in Icy with I-C-E-E, Red, just R-E-D Beats. They do drill remixes to songs, and it's my latest obsession. Party Next Door, Giveon, Summer Walker.
I mean, gotta check that out.
Summer Walker drill song.
I'm not going to lie. That was the first one that I heard, and that's the one that got me roped in. Hey,
don't touch me back up. No pictures, please. Hey.
They don't.
Hey, don't stand so close to me. Hey.
I'm gonna quickly just play you a little bit of one of them, and then you can decide from there how you feel.
Are you serious? Are you kidding me? What's the deal? Oh no no, this the one you talking about that's supposed to take my place. Damn, is this for real? It's almost disrespectful. That's a downgrade and you know it. Still your best, me. Still your best, me. When you wanna come back.
So that was Giveon.
I like it. I like it.
Come on, acoustic drill. I don't need it for that.
YouTube has been blessing me with some things, so I just had to leave y'all with that.
I like it.
That's it. I'm done.
I feel like that's the perfect end to this first episode of 2021, which is crazy.
Insane.
Insane. Wow, we're really here. We have some fun announcements that we will be letting you guys know about next week, on next week's episode, things that you'll be very happy about, especially since we can't tour, so we had to kind of figure out some more creative ways to stay connected to you.
Thank you
so much for listening to us and coming back. Those of you who are new, those of you who are old, those of you who just found us accidentally on Spotify, welcome. Enjoy. As always, we love you so much for listening, and we will catch you guys next week.
Thank you, y'all. Bye.
Later.